eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. We're of course, watching at our 94 WIP YouTube page, which is growing. And I know a lot of our other podcasts here at WIP put up videos there and do live podcasts. Yesterday, Mark Cerisa on the YouTube page. So check it out. And, of course, subscribe to the 94 WIP YouTube page. Tucker will join me in a few minutes to give his thoughts on some of these as it's here. I mean, we've made it. It is officially NFL season tonight. The Lions and the Chiefs will kick off the season. It should be a fun one. And the Eagles, of course, Sunday against the Patriots week one. Tomorrow we'll talk for a lot of you know, tomorrow's episode about this particular game against the Patriots. But right now I was thinking, you know, we're at that stage now where we've kind of talked through a lot of the different issues and the issues they might have or issues, you know, they don't have. Obviously, there's parts of this roster with the Eagles that are excellent. The quarterback position, if healthy, the offensive line, the pass rush front seven on defense, the cornerbacks, all really good. The wide receivers, tight end weapons, outstanding. I think the running game could be really good as well, even with the loss of Miles Sanders at free agency. But there's some things that are still up for debate, and we don't know the answer yet. So I thought today could be fun to dive into some of the biggest questions heading into this Eagles season and really decide if I hope they're going to work out or I really believe they're going to work out. And there's a big difference there. It's a subtle difference, but you know, we all hope the Eagles are going to answer all these questions in a positive way and win a ton of football games and it be like last year in effect, but hopefully a different outcome at the end. But do you really believe that? Do you really believe all these questions are going to be answered in the right direction and not in a weakness for the team? So let's dive into it. We'll bring Tucker on a little bit to give his thoughts on some of these. So the biggest one and the first one that jumped out to me when I was thinking about the questions for this team is, will this defense be as good this year? And my answer to this one is clear. I hope it will be. I don't believe it will be. And there's, you know, quite a few reasons for this. And some of it does have to do with the defensive coordinator switch. As much as Jonathan Gannon is now a villain in Philadelphia, and if you missed it, that Athletic article yesterday did not paint Gannon in a positive light, just unbecoming of a coach in the NFL to throw another coach, you know, to kind of out him in effect for a private conversation. I thought a lot of it was just, you know, Gannon. It really is. I was a fan of his when he was here. I've become less of a fan since he's left. But I can't deny he didn't get results last year. He did. You may have not liked the style. He got results. So I'm not sure what they have in Sean Desai. He may be just as good. He may be better than Jonathan Gannon. I don't know yet. We will find out starting on Sunday. But I do know this. Independent of Gannon, independent of Desai, the defense just doesn't have as much ability. And let me rephrase that. It doesn't have as much sure things as it had last year. Now, the ability, the ceiling might be higher. Sidney Brown's ceiling might ultimately be to be a very high-end starting safety in the NFL. Maybe. N'Kobe Dean's ceiling, I believe right now, is higher than a TJ Edwards. You know, the ceiling for Jalen Carter may be better than Javon Hargrave. I mean, heck, he could be Warren Sapp. So the ceiling, I think, is higher, but are they ready to be that from day one? Is Carter on Sunday in New England going to be as good as Hargrave was last year? I doubt it. Is the Kobe Dean going to be play for play as good as Edwards this year was last year? Maybe. Is Zach Cunningham going to be as good as Kaiser White was last year? I would say no. Is Reed Blankenship ready to be as good as Chauncey Gardner-Johnson? Probably not. Is whoever the second safety ends up being is going to be as good as Epps was last year? I don't know that. So there's some question marks. I hope they're better, but I don't believe right now they are. Plus, they're facing much better defenses. I mean, much better offenses, which is going to make things hard. All right, second one. Will Jalen Hurts actually be better? I believe on this one. I believe he will. We mentioned that the other day in 23 bowl predictions or takes on this 2023 team. I think Hurts will just get better. Now, there's probably a line of statistics that, you know, how high can he go is what I'm kind of trying to say there. You know, last year he had a very lower baseline. I thought in 2021, his first year as a full-time starter, he was like the 20th best quarterback in pro football. And then boom, he was like a top two or three quarterback in pro football. So that jump was exponential. He probably can't take another statistical exponential jump, but he could be better. He could be more efficient, higher completion percentage. You know, will he throw less interceptions? That might be hard because he'll probably throw the football more and you could have a fluky interception here or there. So I'm not going to base things on just interceptions, but passer rating, efficiency. You know, you go to more advanced metrics. I think he'll get better. Everyone said all summer his accuracy was better and he'll just get, you know, smarter and better adept at breaking down defenses. I believe Jalen Hurts will be a better quarterback this year than he was last year. Are these new coordinators on the same level as the guys they're replacing? I think a lot of people out there believe they are. I hope they are. I don't know that yet. And with Gannon Desai, I just talked about a few minutes ago, it could be a wash. And I think the Eagles' philosophy on defense dictates who they hire more than the person they hire. They want to play defense a certain way. There'll be different wrinkles. It seems like the side's going to blitz a little bit more just based on what we know and maybe some more stunts, creativity up front, moving guys around. But the idea of this defense isn't going to just suddenly change. They're not going to just become Wink Martindale, Rex Ryan, center of the house, and leave the corners on an island. That's not who the Eagles want to be. They don't think it's the right way to play defense, and I agree with them. So we'll see on that. As far as offense, it's all hope. I think we have underrated how good Shane Steichen was. And if you want to peel back the curtain of that article I referenced with Jonathan Gannon yesterday at Athletic, should he have come out and said he was the one that suggested Sirianni should give up play calling and Sirianni was struggling? No, I mean, he shouldn't have. But he also revealed in there, if we do believe it to be true, that Sirianni was obviously insecure about people thinking he was a failure. I think there's probably a reason why we didn't find out for a while that Sirianni wasn't calling those plays. And now that we kind of have all this information, I think it puts a spotlight back on how good of a job Shane Steichen did with this offense for a year and a half. I mean, just go look at the Eagles' offense from midway through the 2021 season through the end of last year. It was, I mean, you rank them Chiefs, Eagles, Bengals, the last couple of years, you throw the Niners, Cowboys in, but just it's Chiefs, Eagles. You could make that case just offense, putting points on the board. And now the guy calling those plays is out of here. I don't know if Brian Johnson's going to have a feel for it, a rhythm for it, you know, be able to match wits with Bill Belichick on Sunday. People think highly of Brian Johnson. He might be on his way. And with this group of players he has, maybe, you know, he ends up doing close to as good of a job. But that's a hope right now. I don't know if Desai and Brian Johnson are as good as Gannon and Steichen. I don't know that yet. I don't believe it yet. Can Jalen Carter effectively replace Javon Hargrave? There's a belief out there he can from day one. That one's also a hope for me. I see the upside. I mean, when you have comparisons to Warren Sapp and John Randall and some of the great defense, you know, pass rushing defensive tackles the game has ever seen, of course there's great hope for Jalen Carter. And I think it's been, since he arrived here, it's been a very positive outlook so far from his teammates, from the coaches, from the flash play we saw in the game against the Ravens in the preseason to what we heard he did in the joint practice against the Browns. It's all been good. Interesting article ESPN had the other day, Tim McManus on the Eagles' path to drafting him and kind of what went into that and him kind of selling himself at the end. That was kind of the final piece of the puzzle that he called them and basically said, I want to be an Eagle. And they took the chance on him. You could, if you watch him for 5 minutes, you could see there's something different about him that most defensive tackles just can't do. I mean, they just can't knife through the guard or push a guard out of the way and rush the quarterback. But he's a rookie. And we also know there's been questions in his past about his work ethic and practice habits. That stuff matters when you get to the NFL more than it does in college. So I have pretty strong hope he could be a very high-level rookie. But do I believe he's going to just replicate what Hargrave did last year just from day one? I don't believe that yet. I got to see it. All right, let's get to N'Kobe Dean. And can he be the real deal as an inside linebacker for the Eagles? I believe on this. And maybe I'm being pie in the sky on Dean. But he just strikes me as someone who, whenever he gets to play, makes plays, plays well. I mean, go back and think about if you're a college fan or just even watch the biggest games. And, you know, maybe you even watch Georgia week to week. But we all watched Georgia the last couple of years, whether it be in a SEC title game against Alabama or a national championship semi or a championship game. They've been in those games, you know, for all the whole time Dean was there, certainly, and that continues now. And you watch those teams, and you think about a lot of those guys are here now, right? You got Kelee Ringo, you got Nolan Smith, you got Jordan Davis, you got Jalen Carter. But just think back to when you watched those games. Who stood out on the field the most often? It was N'Kobe Dean. Now, I understand it's a team game, and sometimes the linebacker can be the one filling a gap and making a tackle, even though it's Davis busting up the inside of the line or it's Carter. You know, I get it. They all work in concert together. But just for a second, think about that. Who was often highlighted? Who was often the one making the play, running across the field, reading the opposing quarterback in play and making the play 3 yards in the backfield? It was N'Kobe Dean. I can't get that out of my head, that on the field with all these other great players, he was often the one they were talking about. Chris Fowler and Herb Street were saying, another great play by N'Kobe Dean. There's something about him that he's a playmaker and he's instinctual. Maybe he lacks a little bit of size. Maybe you wonder if, you know, he could hold up over time. He did have some injury concerns, but I think he could play. And I think the Eagles have set him up to be able to be the guy in this defense with the green dot to make some plays.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right. I got two more, and then we'll bring Tucker to give his thoughts on, you know, whatever these questions, you know, kind of stood out to him and maybe a question he has in his head and whether he's hoping or believing in it. Do the old guys have one more run in them? You know, whether, and that obviously would mean a Jason Kelce, a Lane Johnson, a Fletcher Cox, a Brandon Graham. I think they do, even though age is creeping up and they could fall off at any point. I mean, that's the way the NFL works. It's the way sports work. But I think they do, and I believe they do, because of the way how good the offensive guys still are. I mean, Lane and Jason are still playing at Hall of Fame levels. So their play hasn't fallen off. And as far as the defensive guys, Fletcher and Brandon aren't playing at the level the offensive guys are, even though a great sack year for Brandon last year. But I think the way the Eagles use them in a rotation, the way they give them time off, the snaps aren't high, rest during the week, they can manage it. It always reminds me, with specifically Brandon and Fletcher, like in baseball, watching a guy who used to be, you know, a 35, 40 home run guy in his prime, a star player, an all-star, and then kind of relegate and become more of a bench player, platoon guy with a really good team towards the end of their career. Tim Raines did this toward the end of his career, Hall of Famer. You know, Cecil Fielder did it. You know, what Raul Ibanez is not quite as good as those guys, but he kind of became something like that very late in his career. But that happens a lot. And you get a lot out of that player, even though the player isn't what he used to be, because you put him in good spots to succeed. So I believe they've got one more year, all of them, of playing at the level we expect them to. And the last one, and this is a hope, and we're going to, you know, it's going to start changing the way we talk about the Eagles, because if they stack one more great year, we're going to expect greatness. Until then, it's a hope for greatness. And really what I'm thinking is, are is the combination of Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, are they more Donovan McNabb, Andy Reid, which is when you start to expect 12 wins a year? Or is this more Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz, where it obviously went off, it didn't sustain. And injuries played a big role for Carson. And I'm not saying individually these guys are the same as kind of the comparison, but one combination sustained greatness, excellence, knocking on the door to titles every year. The other one just simply didn't. And I hope Jalen and Sirianni are obviously more towards the Andy and Donovan, but I don't believe it yet. I got to see that for one more year. If they put 12 wins on the board this year, even if they don't win the Super Bowl, but they put 12 wins on the board, win a division for back-to-back times, obviously it's the first time since Donovan and Andy, then you start to just pencil them in like we pencil the Chiefs in now. And I think the way people are starting to pencil the Bengals in. Tucker, what hits you? And what maybe you have a question in your head that you're trying to figure out if you hope or believe it. Because for a team that's projected to be as good as the Eagles, they do have a lot of questions, whether they're big or small. There's questions here.
Yeah, and I think there are probably 29 or 30 NFL teams that would swap the Eagles questions for their own. Like they have a lot of questions that come from a place of privilege. But the two that I have, one you hit on, is the coordinators. Like I just think, no matter what you thought of Jonathan Gannon, who I wasn't very high on, like Sean Desai has done this one year and wasn't really that successful at it. Obviously, he went and learned with Pete Carroll and probably has picked up a few tricks along the way. But something stood out to me in a press conference he said 2 weeks ago where someone asked, hey, are you going to be on the sideline calling the game or are you going to be in the press box? And he just said, well, we have to figure that out. Well, like, if you don't even know where you're going to stand, like that's a pretty steep learning curve as far as I'm concerned. And you add in the fact that, you know, I thought Shane Steichen was a fantastic offensive mind. You look at his resume and the way he developed both Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts. And, you know, no matter what you think of Brian Johnson, who I think can probably do the job at a high level, same thing. Those are pretty big shoes to fill. And I don't know if he can necessarily do it starting from day one. So those two guys, I certainly have big questions on. And the second thing I'm not necessarily worried about, but I'm definitely keeping an eye on, is how healthy can this team stay after last year? I mean, they had every starter healthy for the Super Bowl, and you kind of look at it, and I know injuries are random, and it's not necessarily, well, everyone was healthy last year, so everyone's going to get hurt this year, but what's the odds that happens again, right? Like, what's the odds that these guys that you mentioned, some of the older guys like Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey, who hasn't missed a game in about a decade, Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham, like, what's the odds that they all play 17 games? What's the odds that Jalen Hurts stays healthy for 17 games? Because we haven't seen that yet in his career. They were fortunate last year with just how lucky they were with their injuries and how sporadic they were, but I don't know if this team has the depth that they had a year ago or maybe 5 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl in 2017. That's something I worry about, is whether or not they can stay healthy throughout the season. And if they don't, and if they do get hit with injuries, do they have enough talent on the back end of the roster to keep them afloat?
Yeah, it's a good point on the injuries. And last year, they got, I mean, look, to have 22 starters available in the Super Bowl, we'll probably never see that again, especially now. You need to play 20 games to get there. But the last thing on that particular point is they got kind of lucky when they had their injuries last year, because they did. They had some injuries. It wasn't like they didn't. I mean, Jalen Hurts missed two games. But think about the point of the schedule. I know it was a Cowboys game and the Saints game, but they were so far ahead of the pack they could lose both games and still get the number one seed, still win the division. If those games happen at a different point, or if they happen, you know, and think about it. If Jalen doesn't have the bye week after week 18, because he didn't look right in that game, and then another bye week after the title game, because in that game, he didn't throw the football particularly well. I think his shoulder was just banged up. Like, they had two bye weeks in a very small period where Jalen could basically rest for 4 weeks in a two-month period and then be at his best this Super Bowl. So things really did line up. Sometimes that's serendipitous. Sometimes it doesn't go that way. We shall see. A lot of questions. I agree with Tucker. Most teams would trade their questions for the Eagles. The more questions that turn into belief for all of us, the better off this team's going to be. Enjoy the NFL back tonight. We'll talk tomorrow, and obviously get ready for the Eagles and the Patriots. Appreciate everyone listening to WIP Daily.